Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Ugly Quacking Duck podcast. I'm Bruce, and I'm glad to have you aboard today. We just want to take a couple minutes today of your time. There's a couple things that's on my mind, and I thought I'd bring them out to everyone out there in the podcast world. I guess you've heard the news. Hopefully, back Friday, this is Sunday, September the 10th, by the way. And Friday, there was quite a big earthquake. I got to get that out right, properly. It was a 6.8 earthquake in Morocco. And there was at least 2,000 passed during that earthquake. Or from that earthquake, and they still have at least 1,000 more individuals injured. And it's very concerning. So I thought I'd better get on here and ask for prayers for those people that were in that earthquake or around that earthquake that has been affected by said earthquake. So I want you all to take a moment out today, take a pause, and say a prayer for those people. Most of us are probably still safe, doing well, maybe some better than others. But that doesn't mean that we should just ignore the trials and tribulations that other people are going through. We fight the battle by prayer. Many people want to take up arms. They want to yell and scream. The battle's fought by prayer. Many things can change by prayer. So I want you to remember those people today. That's why I'm here to ask for. And while you're praying, don't forget the people of Maui. I just looked it up. A few days ago, let's see, it was September the 5th, ABC News is still reporting that there's 115 people passed. Yeah, you heard me right, 115. Yep, 115 people passed, and they've got only 110 people missing. That's what the mainstream news is reporting, and if many of you have been paying attention, there's been more reported deaths than just 115. And there's many more missing than 110, including a lot of kids. So I'm asking for the prayers for those people that are left and the people that are missing, that they'll be found out what's going on there. The truth will come out. So again, take a moment today, take a pause, and remember these people in prayer. And while we're talking about earthquakes, I'm going to go ahead and give you the report for the last 7 days because, hey, it seems to be increasing. Maybe not the totals. If you remember back in, August the 28th, we had 2,225 total earthquakes for the 7 days of when I got the report. And for 9/10, for the last 7 days, we've only had 1,878. However, the 2.5 and plus magnitude earthquakes went from 231 on 8/28 to 303 today from the last 7 days. And then the 4.5 magnitude earthquakes or greater went from 65 back on 8/28 for that last 7 days to today, the last 7 days, 107. So as you can tell by these numbers, the total earthquakes may have went down, but the bigger amount of earthquake totals have went up. In fact, I've got four of them listed, the biggest ones, for the last 7 days. And Indonesia had a 6.0. Chile had a 6.2. The Kermadec Islands had a 6.6. And I've already talked about Morocco, which had a 6.8. You probably only heard about the 6.8. But those others were just as dangerous and just as bad. I mean, lives are being injured and lost because of these earthquakes. And I want you to remember them all in prayer. And I've got one other thing for you before I let you go. Okay, I'm doing something today that I normally don't do. And I may start doing it more often because I feel more led to do this. The podcast is to bring hope, to bring in this crazy world a little bit of joy and something to look forward to besides the craziness. And I know that's kind of weird because I'm crazy bringing this out, but it works. Anyhow, I want to read some Bible scripture. So stay with me. Don't turn it off. Don't hit pause. Oh, go ahead and hit pause if you want to go get a drink, but it's only going to take a few more minutes. So however you do it, just don't shut it totally off. Stay with me. Come on. All right. This is out of Matthew's chapter 24. Matthew. I'm sorry. S on it. So Matthew chapter 24. And let's see. I think I'll just start with 5, verse 5. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet, or it has not come. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There shall be famines and pestilence, and this is the main point, and earthquakes in diverse places. And all this is happening. Then shall they deliver you up, and wait a minute, all these are the beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations, for my name's sake. And there's more verses. Main point I wanted to bring out today is, first of all, remember those people in prayer. Those that are hurting, afflicted, injured, suffering because their family lost somebody in the earthquake and the fires. The fires are still prevalent everywhere in this world. They need your prayer. They need God's strength, mercy, guidance, and grace. So remember them. Take a moment out of your busy schedule and remember them. Hold them up to the Lord. And that's my main request today, and I appreciate you being with me. And while I'm on the subject, if anybody feels they need extra prayer, email me. And if you want me to bring it up on my podcast, I can do so. But if you want it kept secret and just between me and you, I can do that too. But I'm willing to pray for you. Just let me know. I'll keep you in my prayers for a couple weeks anyway. And then if you need more, you can get back a hold of me in a couple weeks. But all you have to do is email theuglyquackingduck@gmail.com. You got that? One word. theuglyquackingduck@gmail.com. Appreciate you being with me, and I hope God blesses you today. Enjoy the sunshine if you got some, and remember, the tribulation started we're seeing the birth pains, and the trials and temptations are going to get worse. Your only hope is in God. Until next time, this is Bruce. I'll see you around, folks. Bye.